disappointed the previous 2 weeks, your two games, you know, that we didn't have victories, but look at the conditions and everything, and it's probably this morning we felt it wasn't going to be on, it was a bit of a lottery, and you can see the way it cut up there, but look, I thought we were the better team by a good stretch, you know, in the first half even, we controlled the game, it was a very strong breeze, and second half we weren't clinical enough, you know, we should have been finishing that game with 114, 115 at our ease, you know.
Yeah, you'd probably been surprised to be turning around a point up, given that you were playing.
Yeah, it was such a strong breeze. Listen, you'd have taken me 3, 4, 5 down. Haven't been here at the 20 game yesterday. You know, you knew that. But look, I thought we controlled the game a lot, very, very well. You know, I thought we done well. You know, on our own kick out, show in difficult conditions as well. And I thought we showed a lot of maturity. But you know, even in that first half, we probably got another score too. But look, we held them very well defensively. I think I'm not sure if they scored much from play at all. You know, but it was all freeze. You know.
Yeah. Maybe the only thing was he's maybe weren't clinical. You talked last week. Maybe push on when they went down to 13, get a few extra.
Aye, when it was 9-4, you'd like to see us push on, but to be honest, I thought there was one or two soft frees again. Yeah, but we didn't push on, you know, and then we overplay a ball and we drop a couple of short, and you know, maybe Alex had a couple of shots that we missed, you know, with the Sammy's goal chance, you know, with Danny's chance, and them things, rather than stretching the game out to 111 or maybe 12 or 13 points, you know, it just leaves it a wee bit more nervy than it should. But I suppose when you know the boys are saying, you know, haven't beat the likes of, you know, team ranked like Tipperary in a number of years, so it probably leads to a wee bit of just, you know, fear.
Rory, you were here yesterday and you saw the conditions. Felt it wasn't going to be on, or does that mess with the mentality? Or
it does, absolutely. And be brutally honest, you know,
you felt it wouldn't
I
be on.
I stayed up last night and I witnessed the rain and walking in the city, you know. And we were up at the Brunswick, you know, and the kids were coming out and it was absolutely Baltic, you know. And the rain was coming in, but in fairness, the pitch improved. But you know, look, it's supposed to be fair. That's part of the challenge of being a sportsman or an athlete. You've got to be mentally strong. And to be fair, the lads started the game well, so it didn't seem to impact them.
And the thing about it was such an important game. You know, the circus surrounding was it on or off. It was such an important game.
Exactly. So look, we just decided, we met up, we said, look lads, you know, eat your pre-match and just relax, you know, by about 11:15 we know, and you know, if it's on, it's on, we're going to get ready for it, and that's it, and just chill out for an hour. And we met, and to be fair, the lads, they got a good focus and they were ready.
Inclusion of Niall Toner as well, maybe, Rory, you thought was for the conditions. You have a boy there who's very low centre of gravity, quick to turn on a slippy pitch, like gives you a wee bit different up front.
That's what we felt, you know. Niall's come on a number of games, he's away in Thailand for 5 or 6 weeks and missed out on a lot of the football, so, but he's a really, really good player, you know. And you know, I remember, I've watched him in the past, you know, for some areas of our day, and I thought he was a very good player, but he's excellent early on in the game, you know. Naturally, you know, tired a small bit, but with Alex having played yesterday, you know, obviously there's a wee bit of tiredness there, but look, it's another option for us as well.
I suppose you sometimes do drills for having an extra man, but you're hardly going to have done one to have three extra as it was for a spell. And that's actually funny, yeah. Sort of tricky to deal with, maybe.
Yeah, look, and it is, and you know, the team naturally go more defensive, but you've got to push on, you've got to penetrate, you know, and that's what I'd be disappointed. Look, I still think we had the chances. It's not as if we shouldn't have put up 1-2 or 1-3 in that period, but look, we didn't take them. But that's part of learning, part of maturing.
How do you see the league sitting now? Obviously, you needed that win.
Aye, listen, Kenny, you know, we'd have an open mind. You know, we want to be better at the end of the league than we were at the start. That's kind of the approach I've taken, particularly when you come in with, you know, with a new group. And look, we're trying to build a consistency, you know, here. We've put it out to the boys, you know. You know, obviously, naturally, I'm not from Derry, but looking from the outside, the turnover players, the in and out of the squad, the lack of consistent selection, the lack of togetherness, probably. We're really trying to build on that. We think, you know, the age group of the squad is really, really good there. You know, there's been good talent that come through in Derry, but it's a matter now of sticking together. And inter-county football doesn't vary. Far you're playing for Dublin at the minute, there's fulls of ups and downs for everybody. And it's a test of character. And generally, the people that are mentally toughest and the strongest characters win out.
What can a game like that do for the character, Rory?
I think it was good, you know. Even though we lost last week, I thought the character was very, very good as well. There's missed chances, you know, and you know, I'd seen Tip both games the way it went, and you know, both days they could have lost, and they ended up with 3 points. And we knew that they're very resilient. And you know, when they've won an All Ireland under 21, and been in a final in 2015 or an All Ireland semi final, you know, they've got good pedigree, you know. So it is. So this, look, it's good. And what I'd be pleased with is, I felt we were by a good stretch the better team, and that's always pleasing.
Rory, after last week, when you had time to digest it, did you feel it was your best performance of the three?
Oh man, listen, massively last week. We played much better last week than we did this week, you know.
And got nothing out of it.
Better conditions, and look, we actually did a bit of a pool session the next morning. We watched the first half back, and you know, we felt we'd done an awful lot right. But to be fair, we could learn a wee bit, you know, from down as well. We felt that, you know, it's old school tradition. We didn't get enough blocks on last week. You know, we didn't put enough pressure on the ball got in, and today we've done that much better, you know, and that's probably resulted in Tip being held scoreless from play.
If you don't go up, obviously the likelihood is, you know, that you could be in the tier two scenario. Is that the togetherness that you're talking about?
To be honest, you know, from speaking to the boys, I don't think they're even thinking of that at this point in time. They just want to go out and be better for Derry and build something.